Birthday poem. My mother turned 60 this week, deep in that stretch where anything can happen. Her mother died at 57. I'm 42, and Dante's Dark Forest, well, let's just say it continues to thicken. And I know what you spiritual people are thinking, muttering koans under your ginger tea breath. It can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. And that's why the moon doesn't cling as it slides across the sky. Fine. Last fall, hiking near Priest Lake, I came across a teenage boy covered with blood, sobbing. He held a compound bow with pulleys that looked like they could move the horizon, or at least hurl a razor-edged arrow a couple hundred feet through the breast and heart of a skinny doe and out again and into the shoulder of a five-month fawn that still quivered. Cedar scales covered the forest floor, a mossy quilt to hush the pain, and so we pulled on the shaft, but it was stuck in bone, and the fawn mewled, moaned, kicked thin legs, black hooves like chips of coal. I told the kid to find a big rock, quick. He did, and held it toward me, somehow confused, and I tried to smash the skull, but missed once, shattering the eye socket and breaking the jaw before ending the pain and walking away among massive trees that held the sound and the harsh ridges of bark. Jesus, Mom, I'd meant to write a happy birthday poem. When I'd gone 100 yards, the quiet beneath the looming cedars was the quiet I felt as a child in your arms. You were a little bit older than that kid. This is the best that I can do. Above the ancient grove, tamaracks lit the hillside in an explosive gold glowing toward dusk. Close your eyes. You can see them. Keep them closed. We'll all blow together and make a wish.